Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We are on a pathway to throw 15 million Americans off of Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. 15 million. I hope that anybody here who is thinking of voting for this reconsiders, goes back home and talks to their constituents and asks them what it will mean if their healthcare premiums are doubled or tripled.
Well, he just lies so much. It's unbelievable. First of all, what happened with the government shutdown in the continuing resolution has zero to do with the Obamacare subsidies. Zero. Nothing. The Democrats thought that they could hold hold the country hostage. They were sorely mistaken because after 6+ weeks of all this, they literally got nothing. Nothing in return. John Thune, there was already a pledge to talk about this stuff, and he was going to do it. But they kept the government shut down, and they kept doing it. And then Bernie Sanders kept saying stupid stuff.
I think it is important that the American people fully understand what is being voted on today. Everybody in America knows that our current healthcare system is broken. It is dysfunctional. It is cruel. It is by far the most expensive healthcare system in the world.
So that still confuses me quite a bit because I spent so many times speaking with Senator Claire McCaskill, Fred, like 13, 14 years ago when they were ramming this through. And she told me over and over and over again that this was going to reduce premiums. That's why we're doing it, because healthcare is too expensive, Senator. What happened? The premiums keep going up. And by the way, the other dirty little secret is this is a great deal for people on this Obamacare, on the ACA. It's a great deal. The only reason they're pissed is because people who have a great deal who could afford more health care have a great deal. And they want to continue to have a great deal, even though there are income requirements that probably should be put into place here. I love this. This is Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, getting into it with who Rush used to call George Snuffleupagus.
George, the best way to do it, and look, you were involved in a lot of these in the 90s, and you basically called the Republicans terrorists, and you said that it is not the responsible party that keeps the government closed. Five Democrats can cross the aisle and reopen the government. That's the best way to do it, George.
All right, so obviously this was an interview that was done yesterday on ABC This Week, and it was before the word came out about reopening the government, but Bessent totally has him here.
I can disagree with you about the history there, but we don't need a history lesson right now. Let's talk about
what's happening right now.
Let's talk about what's happening right now.
I've got all your quotes here, George.
I'm sure you do.
And I went back, read your book, so you got one one purchase on Amazon this week.
He goes, I read your book, so you got one purchase on Amazon. Because he was quoted in his book as saying those things that he's now trying to distance himself from.
That's very much what you said.
It's a mischaracterization of history. But I do want to talk about right now is the best way to end the shutdown right now, end the filibuster.
The best way is for Democrats to cross over as they did. And I am surprised that Dick Durbin was amongst the eight, right? I really didn't think so. Here's their explanation.
Let me just say this. With the government open, we can focus on passing a full bipartisan budget for 2026.
I understand that not all of my Democratic colleagues are satisfied with this agreement. But waiting another week or another month wouldn't deliver a better outcome.
And it was our judgment, after 6 weeks, going on 7 weeks of this shutdown, that path wasn't working.
See, the thing about that is, I believe that was Angus King of Maine, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, independent.
Right,
and also independent. Keep in mind, Senator Durbin is not running for re-election.
Well, right, yeah. We talked, Josh brought that up in the last. But still, you know, the way that they position this is like, oh, so much has changed. Nothing's changed. You were in the same position. You could have reopened the government the very day that the House sent it to the the Senate Republicans, you could have opened up the government, but you kept opening your mouth, and Schumer kept opening his mouth. And even today, you know, the opponents, they don't want it open, right? Tim Kaine, he's hilarious. Boy, they have a really interesting track record for vice presidential nominees in the Democratic Party, don't they?
I didn't fully understand how dug in they were, again, because I was so focused on the Virginia elections. I wasn't in this discussion on the healthcare to see how dug
what?
In they were. But even as I was not part of these discussions, I was saying to Thune and others on the floor going back, listen, I need you. Some of you heard me say this in the hall. I need a moratorium on mischief. Others are working on the healthcare thing. I trust them. Others are working on the approach thing. I trust them. I need a moratorium on mischief, because if we vote to open and then the immediate step next week is Donald Trump fires a lot more people, it's going to blow up trust to get the full year deal.
I'm not exactly. What is he talking about there with all I know?
Mischief? I don't know.
Well, I didn't. Maybe that's a different part of the bill. But what he admitted there is it was all about the election, right? I mean, he was more concerned about what happened in Virginia with the governor's race and the attorney general's race than he was in reopening the government. That's quite something, Tim. Thank you for admitting that. Now, this was I want to play this from Jennings, because the CNN panel is just quite something. Now, this is, again, before the word that the government was going to reopen.
How are Republicans going to use leverage in their fight with Democrats when the Democrats are actually the ones with the upper hand in the eyes of voters?
Okay, so Abby, not a good look for you. First of all, that's not true. All right, now the legacy media, including CNN, try to convince people over and over that the voters are turning on Republicans. And she's acting like all of a sudden the Democrats have all this leverage, especially based on blue states electing Democrats last week, right? Oh my gosh. Imagine that. Virginia and New Jersey, these blue states, they elected Democrats. I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm sure Democrats will be more than happy to open the government now. The election's over. I mean, part of the reason they shut it down was
are
to
they?
Get through tonight.
I mean, I,
and so
I, just
I would suspect they'll be
going to
open it up by the end of the week.
So this is last week, middle of the week. This was after the election on Tuesday. And listen to Abby make a complete fool out of herself.
Jeff, he was like, hold the line. AOC,
there's lots of rumors
AOC,
of people
said,
wanting
hold
to
the
open
line.
It.
Look, I don't see what is the incentive right. for Democrats to back down when voters are basically saying Trump's not doing enough, it's the Republicans' fault, and then they basically handed the keys in this past election to the Democrats.
She's so out of touch, it's unreal. It really is unbelievable how they believe their own crap at CNN. I mean, that's the only way you can be that out of touch on what was happening last week.
Where's the leverage?
Again, these are blue states electing Democrats, not a shock. Democrats clearly wanted this shutdown to get through Election Day. I do think they are facing pressure from their internal coalitions, the unions, the air traffic controllers, the government employee unions are desperate to get the government back open. They're feeling a little bit of internal heat. But again, the election's now over. I'm sure tomorrow morning phones will start ringing and it'll be open soon enough.
He wasn't too far off from that, right? I mean, it looks like it's going to happen a little bit later this week. We had Congressman Bondurant a little while ago. Here's Chucky Schumer. If I can get him to play, Chucky.
The American people have now awoken to Trump's health care crisis. Democrats demanded that we find a way to fix this crisis and quickly, but Republicans have refused to move an inch.
Stop it.
So I cannot support the Republican bill that's on the floor. because it fails to do anything of substance to fix America's health care crisis.
Isn't that great?
I cannot support this bill that I voted on in exact same circumstances 6 months ago. I can't do that because I'm going to get primaried. Chuck Schumer, 2025. Well, we have Sue's News coming up, and I kind of stole an item from Sue today because this is the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And Gordon Lightfoot wrote a great, great song about this piece of history. It sounds like this.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagoon.
So as you know, 29 crew members died a half century ago today, November 10th, 1975. They gathered over the weekend in some of these spots in the Great Lakes. And I always loved, you know, I was a kid when this came out, and I just loved the storytelling of this song, which is amazing. And for the most part, factual. You know, he changed a couple of different things in the lyrics, but this is always kind of my favorite, this part here.
When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m., a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you.
Every time I hear that part of the song, it kind of gives me chills, yeah. You know?
Well, they say the cause of this thing is still a mystery, so yeah. His guess is as good as anybody.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely, but that song, obviously, and he wrote that song only a month after the accident happened, and it's a unique song in American history because it's a long song, and it tells a story, and it's, you know, not exactly structured like your typical pop hit from the 1970s, But I love that song, and I love the story and the legend of the Edmund Fitzgerald, so I had to play that in today. We got to do this on a Wednesday afternoon, or a Monday afternoon. What am I talking about? I get the wrong day. Wednesday. Wednesday is when we come back from our day off tomorrow.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Listen, happy National Vanilla Cupcake Day. That sounds good to me, like real good, but I don't have one around here. And it's also United States Marine Corps birthday.
Yes, it is. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, that is a huge deal. They are 250 years old today. The Marines in 1775 were born by an act of Congress during the Revolutionary War. So happy birthday to the Marines. I've got two bulldogs sitting by me, so in honor of you. There you go. And 71 years ago today, in 1954, was when the Marine Corps War Memorial, the one with the statue of a group of Marines raising the American flag on the island of Iwo Jima.
Oh, yeah.
That one was dedicated, I'm sure they did that on purpose, in Arlington, Virginia, to honor the Marine dead of all wars. So it's a big day for the Marines. Now, 75.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 years ago, or 74, I guess, years ago today. Think about this. Okay, we now have iPhones and Androids, but it was only 74 years ago. It's not even 100 years ago when direct dial coast-to-coast telephone service began. It's only been 74 years, and that started with the mayor of Englewood, New Jersey, calling the mayor of Alameda, California.
What did you do before that?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you couldn't direct dial. Maybe you had to go through operators and get yourself all the way around.
That's nuts, really.
That is crazy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe, like you said, maybe you had to have the operator put you through or something like that.
Right.
We got to find out a little bit more about that.
I find that really interesting. And then 24 years ago today, in 2001, the first iPod went on sale. More than 400 million iPods have been sold since. Apple, of course, has all but phased it out now because everybody just uses their phone for music. But I had that little tiny one I would clip on and run, and it would hold like 100 songs, and it was a huge deal.
Yeah, those were kind of cool. Those were like the minis, right? The iPod minis.
Yeah, I loved that.
So where did the shuffle fit in?
Maybe that was what I had. Was it a shuffle,
Maybe that's
Mark?
What it was. Yeah, it could have been a shuffle.
Yeah, they
maybe
were a clip.
Maybe they call it an iPod mini. It might have been a shuffle. What I remember, though, is, you know, that was a big deal. Obviously, you know, you're making a big leap to digital music. And we bought, do you remember they had like the special U2 edition that was likely more expensive?
No.
So Becky and I got the U2 edition because Bono was very involved in promoting, you know, the music and Apple Music at the time. But we loaded it. You're not supposed to do this, of course, but we loaded it up with thousands of songs and then sold it and got a pretty good deal to it. Years
good
later,
for you.
I mean, used it a couple of years and then sold all the music on it. So I haven't been sued since, but I don't know that was completely legal.
But probably not. But that was an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football tonight, of course, with the Pack versus the Eagles, Mark, all up in arms.
Well, I'm not, though, because I bought...
Because you figured it out.
I bought YouTube TV. I have YouTube TV, and then I got Becky to sign up for a 7-day free Fubo membership so I can watch the damn game tonight because I want to watch the game.
You cannot be the only one who did
that. No, I think there's a lot of people because if you look online and on Twitter and everyone's recommending, here's what you can do. I did have one listener that said, hey, we can FaceTime and I'll just hold up my phone to my TV. And I appreciate that offer. That was very generous of them.
Hey, Sue, your Steelers didn't do too good, did they?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. I saw part of that game and then I just thought, okay, I'm just
I was rooting for
away.
Them. You know, the Chargers are pretty good. They really
are. Yeah, whatever. Anything from LA, whatever. All right, we have music with this, but don't play it yet, Mark.
Okay. Okay. All right.
An AI artist has the number one song on this week's Billboard Country Digital Song Sales chart. Now, digital song sales ranks songs by digital purchases or downloads, and Billboard does it for regular ones by sales and downloads and all of the above. But this is just for downloads. Okay, this song is called Walk My Walk by Breaking Rust, which isn't a person.
Okay, wait, here.
So,
here's the song.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone.
So that's all AI, you're saying?
All AI.
And it's charting right now?
Yep.
If I'm in the recording industry of America, I am throwing down a big red flag, and I do not want anything like this to chart or to be released to radio stations. But what do I know,
right? Well, it's not on the radio. So that's why they're saying it's the country digital song sales chart.
Oh, I got you.
Walk My Walk. But I heard it on something non-digital today. What was that?
I kind of like it.
Well, see,
I like
friend,
his voice.
It's
voice.
Its voice. This has nearly 2 million monthly, somehow breaking Rust, has nearly 2 million monthly Spotify listeners.
Wow.
I don't know. I find it a horrible precedent.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Scares me. I don't like it. We have George Rosenthal on all the time from ThrottleNet, and some of the stuff is going to take over. So, you know,
it's machine music, people.
Yeah. Well, half the damn music that's out. You know, I went off on this on Friday with the Grammy nominations. If we're being honest, it's all AI anyway. No one's playing guitars and bass.
Well,
they're all pressing
too.
Buttons and doing EDM and all this DJ crap. So why should we really care about this? There we go. I'm crabby on a Monday.
Well, I wonder if people knowing that it's fake checked it out, or
yeah.
Is it because they actually like it, like
combo.
Fred said?
Combo deal, probably. That's what I guess.
Uh-huh. All right, Kendrick Lamar leads the Grammy nominees with 9.
Speaking of crappy music.
Yep, he's followed by Lady Gaga, Sabrina Carpenter, and your friend Bad Bunny. But here's the deal. Fab Morvant from Milli Vanilli even got one. He's nominated in the category of Best Audiobook Narration because he wrote a memoir called You Know It's True, The Real Story of Milli Vanilli, and he recorded it, and he's up for a Grammy for
Fred,
it.
We should try to get him on. I bet that'd be really interesting.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah.
All right, listen to his competition. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and the Dalai Lama.
Okay, I'm still picking I'm still picking Milli. Or is he Vanilli?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if Fab is victorious, this would not be his first Grammy win. I mean, they won it, and then they got it stripped when they found out they didn't actually sing their songs.
Right.
So if he won one for this, it'd be actually rather interesting.
Our friend Dan O'Neill, Fred, who I might have you book for later this week to talk about some stuff related to the Blues and the Cardinals, he sent me one of his columns a couple of weeks ago when baseball season ended, and he had a Milli Vanilli reference, and he said something like, you know, it's as much a chance as a Milli Vanilli reunion tour. And I said to Dan, I said, well, I don't know if it's Milli or Vanilli, but one of them dead, so we're not going to have the reunion tour.
No. Nope. I'm afraid not.
Right.
I can't remember which one it was which.
Either.
Okay, maybe you can answer it. Well, let me tell you the story first. A teacher at a middle school in Lincolnia, Virginia, has started a cursive club for students who want to learn and improve their cursive writing.
I like it.
Do they teach? Does Alexa know how to write cursive?
She's just starting to, but no,
okay,
not
so
very
they
much.
Still are teaching it.
I think so, yeah.
All right, one student said she likes cursive because, quote, you don't pick up the pencil and your hand doesn't really cramp all the time. Another student said, well, it's fraud proof because nobody can sign a document the way you do. Guess again, son.
Joe Biden can. the auto
what?
Pen can.
Yep, sorry, that's not actually true. I just wondered if they still taught it. The fact that she had to have a club for it makes me think maybe they go over it a little bit and then they don't
spend
much time.
I'll double check on that. We just had the parent-teacher conference, but that's a legit question.
Okay. And here's my good news story of the day. A man discovered a gold treasure worth $800,000 while digging a swimming pool in his backyard in France. He found 5 gold bars and many coins buried in plastic bags. And apparently authorities said, listen, you are allowed to keep it. We can't figure out where it came from, and it's on your property, so
it.
You're good to go.
That's great.
All right, and finally in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Let me page back up. Stand by, please. Okay. Elephants only need 2 hours of sleep a day, which is the least of any mammal.
Same amount as President Trump, I would say. Probably just 2 hours of sleep. There you go.
Well,
wrapping
up
Sue's News on a Monday. We're coming back with former State Senator John Lamping. 50 years ago today, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
And Bazer for sportsmen. And farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her.
It's actually quite amusing to hear the confusion on the set of MSNBC and some of the other legacy media outlets over the shutdown coming to an end.
But they can even, in good faith, do a vote in the Senate. Nothing's going to happen in the House.
Mike Johnson
yeah.
does
that.
That's
what
exactly.
I mean. Like, right, so I'm like, even if John Thune is being above board and say, I'm going to do this. But look at the base. I mean, I'm already seeing a thing on social media and getting emails from listeners to my radio show. By the way, I have a radio show. For 40 days, you shut the government down, and now you're going to open the government up. And what did you get in return?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing? After the pain you inflicted people were willing to take the pain. I talked to union workers from TSA. I said, I'll take the pain if it's going to help me to get health insurance subsidies paid. So you're getting nothing in return. I don't know how. And you just won an election on Tuesday in huge numbers.
I'd love to know the union workers he's talking to that are getting their health care off the ACA and not from their union. So that would be one question that I would have. Let me tell you something. The best health care I ever had and the cheapest health care I ever had in my life was when I was active in SAG-AFTRA before I moved over here to 97.1 FM talking. It was ridiculously inexpensive. And then they doubled it, and it was still ridiculously inexpensive. Which, by the way, for a lot of people with the ACA and the way they're getting subsidies, it is ridiculously inexpensive for these folks. So not everyone that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are talking about are starving, homeless, poor people who need insurance. Many of them are wealthy people who take the subsidies because they're available. Why wouldn't you, right? John Lamping is here. He was on the roundtable last week, former state senator, to weigh in on some of the shutdown politics. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, good Monday to you, Mark.
So nothing really did change. I mean, they basically got zero, and some people are frustrated, I guess, on the side of the base. But what are your thoughts about how this all kind of is about to come to a conclusion, we think?
It just shows you what a horrible position the Democrats were in. The decision to not sign the exact same CR they signed last March and put all the focus on the subsidies for Affordable Care Act policies going away was just a ridiculous decision to make. And there was no way out of it. I mean, if you would think with them doing well last Tuesday and there was some kind of forward momentum from that, that there would be something they could do. But it's they were just in a horrible spot. I think I was on your show 2 Fridays ago and with Steve Butz, and I said, just it's going to end when they cave. And that's exactly what they did. I thought of the senators on the Democratic side that caved. The most interesting one was probably the 60th vote, and that was Dick Durbin.
Yeah.
Dick Durbin's an actual leadership.
Yeah, and that's amazing. But all because he's not running for re-election?
Well, I think just because he had to, because the Democrats, they had to get out of this thing. And the other seven were logical people. They all positioned themselves as moderate, the two senators from New Hampshire. And I don't think they had the eighth person. And I think Schumer told Durbin he's got to be the guy and go do it. And if you heard Durbin on the floor, he gave a speech. He was reading off a piece of paper, and he sounded like his dog just got hit by a car or something. It's just because they were in an untenable position.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we'll turn the focus to the subsidies, and I think there's where the Democrats are a little bit better footing politically.
So here's what Bernie, the independent, says.
We are on a pathway to throw 15.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Million Americans off of Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. 15 million. I hope that anybody here who is thinking of voting for this reconsiders, goes back home and talks to their constituents and asks them what it will mean if their health care premiums are doubled or tripled.
But, John, you know, that's so dishonest of what he said. It has nothing to do with what they're voting on this week with the CR. And as you indicated, Senator Thune, the majority leader in the Senate, has been promising for weeks now that they would have conversations. And as you have acknowledged, and I think we did talk about this on the roundtable, there are going to be Republicans who are concerned about some of these things as well. So they do have perhaps a little leverage going into those negotiations. But those negotiations were going to have to take place anyway. I guess the only question would be, will there be more income caps or some things to make sure that people who really don't deserve these subsidies get them?
Well, it's very late in the game. This compromise suggested that Thune would bring a vote to the floor in December, which if it could, you know, I don't think whatever they bring to the floor is not going to pass the Senate, at least not right away. And then that leaves very little time for it to go to the House. And people that sign up for insurance policies on the Affordable Care Act exchange will begin doing so just about now. So I don't see there's any way to avoid what's going to happen as far as the subsidies going away and people's premiums being will be going up quite a bit. If that's what actually happens, if people lose premiums of $400, $500, $600 a month, it'll be the first time that any government, any administration will have allowed anyone to be to give up something that they were getting from the government. That's what's so tricky here. I think if Schumer had just signed the CR and we had 2 extra months to focus on these subsidies, my guess is the compromise would have been that the subsidies go away slowly over a very long period of time, i.e. meaning they could actually never go away. And I think that's probably what would have happened. And it'll be interesting to see if the same political dynamics can occur in such a narrow time frame.
The conversation that Bernie wants to have, and probably other Democrats and maybe some Republicans, though, seems separate from the ACA subsidies. You know, one of the things that I said many years ago, John, is when it comes to the Democrats in healthcare, and you can hear this bleeding through on the messaging right now. When they were forcing Obamacare down our throats, they focused on the people in this country who did not have health care or affordable health care. And that's fine, all right? But what they forgot about was the rest of us who actually had health care. We had employer-sponsored plans, right? And we were, for the most part, maybe happy with those. We saw our premiums go up as well, and we were promised by the Democrats that the premiums would go down, and they didn't. And we've seen that happen over the course of the last 14 years. But when we had these discussions years ago, the promises were made that the premiums would stay low, and it was a broader conversation about health care in this country. Bernie and AOC and Chuck Schumer, they want as much free health care for as many people in this country as they possibly can, especially the illegals.
They want it to be universal health care. That's always been what they've wanted. The Affordable Care Act, so aptly named, from the very beginning was the closest politically they could get to universal health care. Really what the ACA is, it's just a redistribution scheme, and it's redistributing money from the middle class who actually buy their own health care insurance. If you think about it, a policy today, even with the subsidies, will cost the average family about $15,000 a year, but it'll have a really high deductible, $5,000 deductible or more, and that used to not be the case. And in exchange, so that family is subsidizing a person on Medicaid or subsidizing a person who makes quite a bit less and either didn't have health care before or was borderline on Medicaid. So we've redistributed money from middle-class families to people who didn't have health care. And in doing so, we've we've made the insurance companies massively profitable. I saw a statistic the other day. You know, United Healthcare Group's the largest healthcare insurance company. Mark, do you know since the ACA passed, that stock is up 1,100% from when the ACA passed, and that's with the stock having fallen in half in the last year or so. It's remarkable how much money was made off this plan. So I think that's what they have to go on, is they're going to run on, you know, killing people and no health care. And that's not what the issue is. The issue is the middle class is subsidizing health care for everyone else.
Yeah, and that's not going to stop. And I think it's only going to go up, unfortunately. So I think the debate moving forward will be interesting to watch. Nancy Pelosi must have had a lot of those stocks, right? Related to the ACA? Seems that way.
Well, I'm sure 1,100% was nothing from Nancy Pelosi with, you know, with the inside information that she had. It's remarkable. You know, I'm hearing that there's going to be a vote in the House. They're going to vote on that bill. I don't think it'll get to the Senate. So I guess we're getting closer. I actually think Nancy Pelosi resigning is worth looking at. I think that there's a lot going on with respect to some of these indictments, and I think she's getting out of town while she still can.
Well, we'll see. John Lamping, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
All right. Frank Cusimano. We'll talk a little Mizzou football, a little autopsy on the game, and some baseball gambling indictments coming up. David Strom from HotAir.com. Coming up after 5 o'clock, we visit on Mondays and Fridays in this time segment with KSDK's Frank Cusimano. He's here with us this afternoon. How are you, Frank?
Good to be with you, Mark.
Let me talk about Mizzou here before we get into some other stuff. And I take issue with a line that was in a story by Eli Hoff at the Post-Dispatch after the game on Saturday, which he said at this point about Mizzou and their line, something to prove. They're probably a cliche. And then they said after 19, Mizzou lost to number 3 Texas A&M 38-17 on Saturday. They're closing to a laughing stock. Fodder to make fun of a team now that has a losing record in the SEC this season. To say that that team is a laughing stock is ridiculous. And what I indicated to Eli is the only laughing stock is his avatar up there with his stupid little mustache. So yeah, you got Matt Zollers that's tossed into an impossible situation against not only maybe the best team in the SEC, but the best team in the country. And the defense did pretty well. And there were mistakes made, and it was not a perfect game. And I maybe have some questions about play calling, but to call that team or anything about this program a laughing stock is beyond insulting to me.
Yeah, that's a little too far. I will say this, the amazing thing, Mark, have you ever watched a football game where a team has 2 100-yard rushers and they lose by 21 points?
It's
that
crazy.
That is absolutely crazy.
I know.
And I will say this, too, is that I don't know if you saw the soundbite from Caden Green after the game, the offensive tackle, but he said it's almost like they knew what we were going to run when we sat down in our formation. And that's where you put some blame on Kirby Moore, the offensive coordinator. You know, in that game, Mark, if you're going to give your starting quarterback his first ever start in the SEC, you have got to get him in a position to feel good, to have some confidence early in that game. And I just thought that whole game plan was just rotten. So it's a disappointing loss. It's not a college football playoff. It's maybe the Texas Bowl, the Music City Bowl. It'd be nice to see him win 9 games. But, you know, if you win 8 games at Mizzou, it's not a terrible thing.
Frank, what you just said right there as far as the scheme, the game plan going in, not being very good, is now what I have heard from multiple people about multiple big games this upcoming year, and it's starting to become a pattern. Are you concerned about the approach in which Mizzou's coaching staff has gone in some of these, specifically some of these big games?
Well, you have to. I mean, I guess they're 0-6 against ranked opponents the last 2 years, and then Eli Drinkwitz has not had a great history in the past. So, you know, look, I think they'll probably get a new special teams coach. It would not shock me if they make a move with the offensive coordinator spot, although Kirby Moore has done some good work. But the bottom line is, and I think Mark touched on it, when you're giving a guy his first collegiate start against maybe the best team in America, sure, who leads the country in sacks, that's a daunting task. I just thought they could have done a little bit more to help him out.
So let me shift to baseball because I'm kind of – oh, one thing I want to say about the game too, just briefly. I mentioned this earlier. Frank, this was weird. You didn't go, right?
I did not.
Okay, the energy level in there was very low, like from the very beginning. Ethan and I were both at the Alabama game. The crowd was much more into it. I don't know if it's because, you know, they started off pretty well, but the energy level in that stadium was not that great. But then this story breaks yesterday about Major League Baseball and these pitchers and another betting scandal, and the details in this thing are stunning. I almost feel like it's not getting enough attention in the media. This is a huge deal. I know Rob Manfred said something today about some of these prop bets are going to be limited to $200. I would fully support that. But again, tip of the iceberg maybe here. And these guys were boneheads making $12,000 here, $30,000 here. They make millions of dollars a year. What the hell are they doing?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And it's not even close. I mean, you saw some of those pitches where, like, in the second inning, striker ball, there's a lot of money on the line. And he threw it like it was almost like the scene from Major League, just a little outside. It's crazy. And, you know, you hit on the key point is how can you risk your career like Terry Rozier, who's made $160 million, who makes $25 million a year, to make, like, you know, $200,000 one night. It's insane. And the way to do this thing, the way to end this thing, is to get rid of these freaking prop bets. Because when there's a lot of money bet on Jontay Porter to go under, you know something fishy is up. Yeah.
Frank, I'm a big fan of wagering, and I supported the, you know, the amendment here, and I can't wait to do it legally from Missouri. But even I honestly, as much as I know about sports wagering, you know, Vegas is like my second home, I didn't know that you could bet on the speed and the velocity of pitches. I really didn't know that. That was news to me, even reading that in the piece from The Athletic yesterday.
Yeah, I was not aware of that on the velocity, because one of them was like over 95 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Under.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Frank, I want to bring up some Mizzou basketball here. A little bit of a slow start to the season on Friday night in their second game, but played a close one with Southeast Missouri. They took care of business against VMI yesterday. They got Minnesota coming up on Wednesday. You know, it's a lot of small teams, but what are you feeling about the start to the Tiger season?
Well, the SEMO game was alarming because, you know, SLU a few days before beat them by 25, and they didn't even play that great. However, yesterday, their two best players, Robinson and Mitchell, were really good. They combined for 44 points. I do think there's two interesting players on that bench who are in street clothes right now who could be difference makers, and that they're both named Trent Pierce and Trent Burns. Burns is a guy I love. He's 7'5". He's never played a game for Mizzou. He's immensely skilled. Look, if he stays healthy, he could really be fun to watch. And Pierce really is maybe their best NBA prospect. So we haven't seen the full roster yet. I'm not worried yet.
Is the 7'5", why hasn't he played? I'm very confused by that.
Well, Mark, when you're that size, as Yao Ming and Sam Bowie, and a lot of 7-footers will attest, there's just more things that can go wrong with that body. And everything that possibly could go wrong for Burns, that has happened. But this last injury, Coach has assured me he's going to be fine. So we're going to see him this year. I saw him in a practice, and I fell in love. He's not Victor Wembanyama, but he has these guard skills at 7'5".
Wow.
I've never seen somebody, you know, that tall at Mizzou. I think he can be okay if he can just get on the floor.
Look, I was a little concerned about Friday night, and people were texting me, but this happens to teams early on. I can't remember who it was that Purdue played the other night, but they only won by 10, and it was a podunk school. Sometimes there's struggles. These kids are just, you know, learning how to play against one another. You get the win. You blow out VMI yesterday, and that's what you had to do. Cusumano, we'll talk on Friday afternoon. Have a great week. I appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.